The Matrix of All Matter. Professor Stephen Hawking, who died in 2018, was a physicist, a cosmologist, and atheist. He lectured at the Georgia State University. He said, "The remarkable fact that the values of these numbers seem to have been very finely adjusted to make possible the development of life." Now the question remains, who or what finally adjusted these numbers? Max Planck, who was a Nobel scientist and died in 1947, said, "We must assume behind this force or behind this energy the existence of a conscious and intelligent mind. This mind is the matrix of all matter." Werner Heisenberg, who died in 1976, also a Nobel quantum physicist, he stated, "The first gulp of natural sciences will make you an atheist, but at the bottom of the glass, God is waiting for you." Albert Einstein, who passed away in 1955, he was a Nobel scientist, discovered the formula that governs all mass and everything that is all matter that we see and feel, including you and me. Now, the formula is E equals mc squared. E stands for energy, and it equals m, which is mass, times c squared, which is the speed of light to the square, which is 186,000 miles per second to the square, which is practically instantly. The first law of thermodynamics states that energy cannot be created nor destroyed. Energy is and will always be. God says, "I am that I am," in Exodus 13:4. Jesus said four times in the book of Revelation, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." Revelations 1 and 21, you find this. God is the energy that always is, and this means that mass can be created by God in an instant. Planck wrote mind with a capital letter. So did Einstein write the E of energy in a capital. Both were very aware that they were referring to God as the mind and the energy, confirming the scripture that by him all things consist, Colossians 1:17. Quantum physics teaches us that all mass is ultimately energy. E equals mc squared shows clearly that mass cannot exist without the energy or without God. If E is zero, then this means that without God or energy, there is absolutely nothing. Zero equals mc squared cannot be, as zero equals zero. Niels Bohr, who died in 1962, he was a Nobel Prize quantum physicist, and he stated, "If quantum mechanics hasn't profoundly shocked you, you haven't understood it yet. Everything that we call real is made of things that cannot be regarded as real." Scientists began to recognize that everything in the universe is made out of energy. Atoms are made out of invisible energy and not tangible matter. As Paul wrote 2,000 years ago in Hebrews 11:3, "So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." So how did it happen? We learn in Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." The literal translation by Young states, "In the beginning, God prepared the heaven and the earth." This in the beginning, or before time was, he prepared it all, just like we prepare a product, or a website, or a book. It could have taken God a millisecond or billions of years at infinitum to prepare, as time did not yet exist. God made the earth and the heavens and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, in Genesis 2, verse 4 and 5. Now the Spirit of Wisdom speaks of this preparation time. It says, "When he had not yet made the earth nor the fields, before the mountains were settled, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him." Proverbs 8, And God prepared it in such amazing detail before uploading it into our four dimensions of time, length, width, and height that science still constantly discovers new wonders. He could have done it all at the speed of light to the square, but he took his time. 6 days. At the end of every day, God saw that it was good. Besides our brain, our cells, and our amazing makeup, let's take a quick look at our DNA. One human cell can store 1.5 gigabytes data in its DNA. The digital size of the Encyclopedia Britannica is approximately 1 gigabyte. Therefore, one human cell can easily hold the data of all the 32 volumes of the Encyclopedia Britannica. I quote, "The work carried out at Harvard by George Church and Sri Kosuri basically treats DNA as just another digital storage device. DNA can survive for hundreds of thousands of years in a box in your garage. In a droplet of DNA that would fit on the tip of your pinky, if you'd store the same kind of data on hard drives, then you'd need 233 3-terabyte drives weighing 151 kilos, which is the densest storage medium in use today. So biological storage allows us to record everything. With the unbelievable complex DNA data storage taken from living creatures, there is no doubt that God is the unquestionable, absolute pinnacle of science. Mystics, philosophers, and astrologers have all grappled with the question of where did we come from? Where are we going? Who put us here? And most of all, why? Well, we learn from Genesis that God spoke his creation into being, yet he formed man with his hands, like the artist puts his heart and soul in creating his masterpiece, his magnum opus, his self-portrait. However, we are recreating ourselves by our personal decisions, which is our freedom of choice. God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul, Genesis 2:7. That is CPR, mouth to nose, resuscitation to the max. He created us in the four-dimensional realm of length, time, width, and height, yet he breathed into us, and man became a living soul. Our soul is what sets us apart from animals. No matter what anyone says or tries to match DNAs, our soul is from a much higher dimension, and that is why we often feel like caged birds as our soul seeks to break free from these four-dimensional limitations, craving for love and freedom. Science teaches us that energy alone cannot create. It has to be active or kinetic energy. When God goes into action, he speaks, and his word becomes the active kinetic energy. His word uploaded creation into our four dimensions that we understand and are limited to. His word was needed for creation to take place. In the beginning was the word, and without the word was not anything made that was made. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He came, and we received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, Jesus. This is from John 1. Our soul and conscience gives us the freedom of choice and the responsibility of how we each develop our character. For this reason, gold, diamonds, and oil are found in the earth, ultimately to test our character. Will we give or grab, share or shoot, love or loathe, help or hate, teach or torture, be kind or kill? This has nothing to do with religion. God is totally not interested in religion and religious converts. Jesus said, unless you convert and become as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Matthew 18:3. The kingdom where citizens are loving and forgiving people with childlike faith. Jesus busted religious boundaries and hypocrisy. He made God's love visible to us all by healing people, raising dead ones, and showing forgiveness. Jesus lifts us high above the quagmires of religion to connect us back to God, to energy in its purest form, love. Shatter those four-dimensional parameters. Do a breakout. The best thing to do is find a quiet place and talk to Him like you would talk to your best friend. Don't worry, you're not losing your mind. Just tell Him, "Look, I'm not very good at this praying business, but Jesus, if you are real, then I humbly ask that you manifest yourself to me, and you will find your eternal soulmate." These are free downloads at johanpeters.in.